Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled round your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keeping on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. Game day can, I think, feel a bit like going into battle. That might be because I play rugby, which is obviously a physical sport, but I suspect it is, in a sense, true for any sport. The preparation, the anxiety, the opposition, the pain, the relief, the victory. In a way, the Christian life is no different. We know that Jesus won a decisive victory on the cross. He proved it when he smashed the grave to bits and walked out the other side. And yet, being a Christian remains a challenge. The victory is won, but the battle rages on. So far in Ephesians, Paul has said that we are seated with Christ in heaven. That is our identity. It has been won for us. There's nothing we can do to lose it. It is totally secure. And Paul then says, walk. He says, this is who you are. Now go and live like it. Walk worthy of your calling. Walk wisely. Be who you are. And that's all fine and well. But let's be honest, that's not easy. Our own desires wage war against us. Our teammates might mock us. And we have to be prepared to fight. Paul has said, sit, and he said, walk. Now he says, stand against, and God will give you all that you need to stand firm. The battle that we face, whoever it looks like our opposition is, and however we feel about the battle, Paul tells us that it is a spiritual battle. A battle against the devil's schemes. True, he works through various means today, but our battle is with him. And so to stand firm, you're going to need spiritual help. In verse 11, Paul instructs them to put on the full armour of God. Again, in verse 13, it is the full armour that is necessary. The belt, the breastplate, the feet, the shield, the helmet, and the sword. That is truth, righteousness, readiness to share the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, and the word of God in the power of the Spirit. Just spend some time meditating on each of those in turn. And the key here is to know that each of these are gifts from God. This instruction to stand firm isn't to sit and walk and then be left to defend ourselves in our own power. Right from the first verses of this letter, Paul Paul's emphasis has been on the Christian life as a gift given and empowered by God. Notice that all of this is rooted in prayer. Prayer on all occasions, prayer of all kinds, prayer for all the Lord's people. Prayer is the engine room of the spiritual battle. So finally, Paul asks them to pray for him. And see what he asks them to pray for. It is for his own sharing of the gospel. So let's pray for one another, that like Paul, we might proclaim the gospel fearlessly. So as you stand firm and as you fight the spiritual battle, know this, Jesus has won. The victory is sure. The enemy is active and you're going to need to fight. But you are absolutely secure in Christ and you are sat with him in heaven forever. So pray through each of the elements of God's armour. Give thanks for the wonderful gift of protection against the enemy and for the ability to fight back. Pray that God would help you stand firm and proclaim the gospel fearlessly. And pray for other Christians that they would proclaim it too. And pray for your teammates that as you sit, walk, and stand firm in the gospel, that they might see the difference in you. Pray that the Spirit might work in their hearts and that they might respond to that gospel.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.